Welcome to this Friday evening radio program from Most Holy Family Monastery. It's been a little while since we've been with you on a radio program, but we have a pretty good amount of information to cover. Start off with some different news stories that have been going on. In England, a couple who refused to promote homosexuality forced out of child foster care program. So we can see what's happening with that. People who won't accept homosexuality and liberalism and these kinds of things, the state, the antichrist, godless state, will begin moving in and either removing people from programs that they need to sustain themselves or just force them out of the system. And you can find all these news links, by the way, in the news and commentary section of our website. And I know a lot of people have seen some of these stories, but there are people who get our programs on disc who have not heard about many of these interesting stories that are going on. In San Diego, the Vatican II Diocese says may have to sell their chancery and seminary to pay for sex abuse. Again, more money being paid out for the homosexuality and pedophilia that's going on. This story talks about how the court said that Freemasonry is a religion. It's a pretty interesting story. This is another article, more Vatican II, quote, Catholic-Jewish dialogue. Dialoguing, not just telling them they need to convert, more of this ecumenical nonsense. Vatican II, quote, Catholics and Sikhs discuss holiness and saints at ecumenical retreat. And so this false religion was actually allowed to be promoted by the Vatican II sect. They were given the form to promote their, quote, holy men who they consider saints, this false religion. And both the, quote, Catholics and this other false religion attended the services of each other. And this is just outrageous indifferentism. And this is actually promoted on the official Vatican II website of the United States Conference of So-Called Catholic Bishops. Another news article here, religious words such as God and Lord banned. Another article here, middle school offers birth control. This article is about a Vatican II priest who's an Elvis impersonator and cult promoter at nighttime. So he acts as a Novus Ordo priest by day, and he's impersonating Elvis at night. Another major news story was this image of John Paul II, a picture that was taken in Poland. I believe it was 2 years after the death of John Paul II, and it was taken of a bonfire right in his hometown. And this, what seems to be some kind of preternatural, supernatural, kind of miraculous image appears of John Paul II on fire, in flames. And it's very interesting because when you consider John Paul II, the fact that he was an apostate, and he's coming from the abyss and obviously all on fire. It's very interesting. It's sort of a way that God can let people know that where John Paul II is, where he's from, and what he's all about, that he's salted with fire, that he's all on fire. Some other interesting statements. Benedict XVI in the past has mentioned that John Paul II, I remember seeing this, I believe, at least once, maybe twice, how John Paul II left his mark on humanity. A very interesting way of describing the activities and life of John Paul II. And then he said on September 7th in 2007 in a speech, he talks about how John Paul II, his apostolic journeys left their mark, he says. And then he says the same thing just recently about Paul VI, September 26, 2007 address. Quote, speaking about Paul VI, quote, a great pontiff who made a mark on the history of the 20th century. an interesting way of talking about when we think about the mark of the beast, the forces of Antichrist, that this is what you may be obviously dealing with here, that is the fulfillment of the mark of the beast, that if you accept the indifferentism, the apostasy, you've been marked by the Antichrist. The Vatican II sect, the head of the Congregation of Clergy, was caught on video making gay advances, and he was recently suspended, I believe, and now is threatening to come out and reveal many high officials in the Vatican II Church as being gay. And he apparently may have a list. So this is a very interesting developing story. And hopefully he'll bring out this list of people. So it might be pretty interesting what happens with that. Another news article, Ireland lies spiritually devastated in the wake of Vatican II. From 1986 to 2000, divorce rates in Ireland are up 500%. And cohabitation is up 400%. So this is happening in the time of the Great Apostasy. Another news article, media and Jewish groups in uproar because Ann Coulter said that Jews should become Christians. She described it as it would be better if everyone was a Christian. And there was a huge uproar about that and saying, I think it was in the Los Angeles Times, they said that this anti-Semitism cannot be tolerated. Just amazing for even suggesting that it would be a better thing for Jews to become Christians. This is very interesting. Benedict XVI recently attacked Iran at the World Jewish Congress, and he talked about his concern of a rising anti-Semitism. But nothing, of course, about the fact that Jews need to convert to Catholicism. Just, it's all about anti-Semitism. Nothing about these people are outside the church. They're not baptized. They don't believe in Christ. That doesn't make any difference to him. The San Francisco, quote, archbishop gave communion to some radical males, homosexual guys at this local Novus Ordo church, and this is recognized as a, quote, gay parish in San Francisco. This, quote, parish of the, quote, Novus Ordo, quote, Catholic church takes part in gay pride parades, or at least one or several, and it's well known that they even advertise for homosexuality, and these Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, I believe they're called, or they call themselves, men dressed as nuns, they've promoted pornography, they've had stands promoting pornography, pornographic DVDs and stuff like that, right at the church. And so he not only comes to this gay parish, he gives these guys who walk right up in this attire, this dress, this abominable dress, and he gave them, quote, communion, and people locally they consider themselves to be conservative Catholics out there in San Francisco are saying the Vatican must remove the San Francisco, quote, archbishop because this is such an abominable thing. This is the same bishop, by the way, who described the homosexual movie that came out about a year or two ago, Brokeback Mountain, as very powerful, something like that. And some other interesting articles. Prominent atheist is forced to admit that Jews dominate American policy. He talks about how the atheists need to do something to get some power and control over things in countries so that they can promote atheism, and he says that we need to follow what the Jews have done in America because they've reached such amazing levels of power and control. Another interesting news article was the San Diego Padres baseball team collapsed at the end of the season, and it looked like it was a sure thing that they would win the National League West division. And not only did they not win the National League West, but then it was pretty sure, certain that they would get the wild card spot. And the Colorado Rockies had to go on this amazing run of winning like 13 out of 14 games at the end of the season. The Padres lost a bunch of games and some really close ones. And so it ended up in a one-game playoff for the wild card spot. And San Diego was up by 2 runs, I believe, in extra innings. And it was maybe on the last batter that came up. He hit a home run, and they went ahead and they won on the last out. And they won the wild card spot. And what's interesting about all of this is that the San Diego Padres this year had a gay pride night. So it could be obviously very possible. We personally believe that he allowed them to sort of lose and not even get into the playoffs and lose in such a way that's almost unbelievable. The way that the Rockies had to win, the Padres had to lose, and then the one game playoff for the Rockies to win in extra innings on the last out, possibly, I think it was in the last inning, hitting the home run to go ahead and end the Padres' season is very interesting. These firemen, another news article from, I think it's England, firemen demoted and fined for shining light on gays. And all these, what these guys did is the firefighters in their fire trucks, they were shining a light on this area where these homosexuals are having sex in the bushes or in some park. And what happened was that the men who were involved in this abominable activity contacted the fire department, and these guys had been demoted, fined. It's just a sign of the times. Dominicans of the Vatican II sect proposed, quote, masses without priests. This is already underway in Holland. So these are, quote, masses that are said without a priest. Just really interesting. Let's see, another one. This, quote, Catholic Holy Cross College hosted a Planned Parenthood on-campus workshop and gave an award to a pro-abortion person. This is a, quote, Catholic college in good standing with the apostate diocese. Homeland Security gives funds to mostly Jewish nonprofit groups. It's very interesting considering that Michael Chertoff, who happens to be Jewish, he's the son of a rabbi, that most of this money went to Jewish organizations. Not a surprise. Quote, Catholic University of San Francisco featured a Buddhist monk and pro-abortion person. Another, quote, Catholic college featuring a Buddhist monk. That's really, really Catholic, isn't it, they think. The Vatican approved the communist-approved church in China, the so-called, quote, Catholic Patriotic Association, which is a communist-controlled, schismatic organization. And they even celebrated. They had pictures in Lazzaro Turamano several weeks ago showing the picture of the installation of this new schismatic pro-communist bishop celebrating this guy. I mean, it's just really something. Quote, Catholic bishops approved the use of emergency contraception. And at first they're saying, no, we don't want to allow people to use contraception. And the hospitals that are under their jurisdiction that claim to be Catholic, it's against our beliefs to distribute contraceptives. But the state said, no, you have to. Otherwise, we'll just take away your hospital or your tax-exempt status, whatever it is. And, of course, they caved in at the end, said, yes, in emergency situations, we will allow the hospital that claims to be Catholic that's under us to distribute these contraceptive devices to the people. So there you go, again, showing how they're heretical. Israel restricts visas for, quote, Christian clerics. Interesting. European court upholds decision to penalize Poland for pro-life law. So we see with the coming of the New World Order and the European Union that the power that they have over all the countries, that they have to abide by the European, the EU laws. You won't be allowed to you know, do certain things that are too conservative. Otherwise, you'll be penalized. And the same thing, of course, goes with the Holocaust. 12 nations in Europe have laws against people who either deny or minimize the numbers in the Holocaust, that you can be jailed, and people have been jailed. And that's what they want to bring to the United States of America with the North American Union that's coming. And there's a book that recently came out on that's coming in the near future, that Canada, America, Mexico will be joined together in this North American Union, which will be similar to the European Union. Miller Brewing Company funded this gay orgy on San Francisco streets. San Diego Council, City Council, votes to support same-sex, quote, marriage. So the council just went ahead and approved of it, even though 62% of the voters were against it. The United States Conference of So-Called Catholic Bishops appointed a woman with pro-abortion ties. Interesting. The NZ airline comes out with a gay theme flight. So now we have flights on official airlines. They have gay theme flights. Santa Rosa Diocese of the Novus Ordo Vatican II Church gives out more than $5 million for sex abuse. The Vatican II sect cardinal, this one celebrated this Jewish festival with the Jews. Not surprising. He's just following Benedict XVI's actions, going into the German synagogue on August 19, 2005, and joining the rabbi in the Kaddish prayer, which is the Jewish prayer for the dead. And very interesting. He arrived in the synagogue, by the way, on a Friday at 12 noon, the day that an hour that Jesus was nailed to the cross. Benedict XVI did arrive at the synagogue there. Pro-abortion John Kerry to speak at, quote, Catholic University of America. So Novus Ordo Church really standing against abortion in that area. But they're in good standing, of course, in the Vatican's eyes. No problems there. No interdicts or suspensions or penalties against that university that claims to be Catholic, even though they're supporting a guy who supports abortion, even partial birth abortion. More schools offer gay studies classes. This article mentions that DePaul University, a, quote, Catholic university, offers gay studies. Another university, DePaul University, that claims to be Catholic, hasn't been stripped of being recognized as being Catholic by the Novus Ordo Archdiocese in Illinois, and in Chicago, I believe. This article, more sin and violence program into TV's Family Hour. Proposed law for Chile would destroy the right to oppose homosexuality. They're trying to pass the laws against that. Homosexual activists assault ex-gay men. This priest set up a confessional for sins against the environment. So the people would come in there into this confessional, and they would confess their whatever sins they committed against the environment. Wow. Brutal forced abortion, this article in China, is part of its planning. This is part of the country's official policy, one child per family policy. This is what's interesting about this is the family planning outlook of the state of China. This is something that Benedict XVI and John Paul II have promoted about China. And we'll get to this a little later, because one of the things that we're going to cover is Benedict XVI's amazing statements promoting China. But he repeated John Paul II's statements about the Catholic Church, for her part, regards with respect this impressive thrust and far-sighted planning, talking about the communist state of China. And just amazing. Buddhist monk spreads his poison at, quote, Catholic universities. His message included at this so-called Catholic university, quote, do not be bound to any doctrine. And you think about this, St. John says, if any man bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Interesting. This person who spoke at her college or high school at the end of the year was threatened with the loss of her diploma for mentioning Jesus in her speech. sales soar for a morning after abortion pill. And another news story was an exorcism that was performed on Mother Teresa during her life. Obviously not surprising at all. Mother Teresa was someone who said she loved all religions, referred to the 1986 Assisi interreligious prayer meeting with different religions as the most beautiful gift of God. Didn't try to convert people to the Catholic faith. Participated in a Hindu ceremony. We have pictures of that. Venerated Gandhi. Told people that her goal was to make Buddhists better Buddhists, Hindus better Hindus, and Catholics better Catholics. Another news article, priest of the Vatican II sect arrested for jogging nude. Apostate in a religious prayer meeting at L.A., quote, Catholic Church of the Vatican II sect. Of course, another interreligious prayer meeting held there. Rabbi, new head of, quote, Catholic Interfaith Center. So now rabbis, Jewish rabbis, are appointed to official leadership positions over interfaith centers of the Novus Ordo Church. It's really quite interesting. Lessons on homosexuality move into the classroom, an article about that, how they're getting it into the textbooks and schools and classrooms and educating people about trying to give a positive light on homosexuality. The lawyers for the Vatican II sect in Portland bill them $19 million. Dutch bishop of the Vatican II sect says he prays to Allah. Cardinal Lustiger, who recently died, he was born a Jew. He claims to have converted and was a cardinal in the Novus Ordo Church. Obviously, he wasn't Catholic. Whether he always remained an official Jew could be debated. But he said that that Judaism and Catholicism, the two religions, are one, in his opinion. And the Kaddish prayer for the deceased was read out at his funeral. This is an article. Firefighters were ordered to ride in gay pride parade. So they weren't even allowed to sit it out. They had to join in and ride in a parade that promotes the abominable activity of homosexuality. And many other interesting articles, which can be seen on the news and commentary section. Some of the heresies of Bank 16th, just quickly going over or going through some of them since the last program. Just recently, this is a message that Bank 16 sent out for the enthronement of the new patriarch of the Roman Schismatic Orthodox Church, September 27, 2007. He says, to his beatitude, Daniel Archbishop of the Romanian Orthodox Church, I learn with great joy and sentiments of brotherly communion of your election to the patriarchal see of the Orthodox Church of Romania, thus succeeding our venerable brother of Christ, the former schismatic. At the time when you are beginning your new mission, I join you in a quite a special way, your beatitude, as well as your holy synod, all the clergy and all the faithful who are rejoicing to receive you as the new pastor called to the Romanian Orthodox Church. I ask the Holy Spirit to sustain you in this weighty office. May he help the Romanian Orthodox Church in her development so that she may face changes with renewed vitality. May the Lord accompany you so that your church may respond to the expectations of the Romanian people and give them increasing hope which they need to journey through life and communicate to the younger generations the fundamental moral and spiritual values. On this blessed occasion, when I join you in my thoughts, your beatitude, I wish you a successful pastoral service, illuminated by the light of Christ and fortified by the strength of the Holy Spirit. I make my own today John Paul II's words on that occasion, quote, know your beatitude that Catholics are at the side of their Orthodox brethren in prayer and in their willingness to help in any useful way in mutual esteem. He goes on to say, it's particularly necessary for the church's good to strengthen the ties that bind us. Relations between us must also be reinforced in order to respond to the actual needs in Europe and the world on both religious and social levels, to respond to our common vocation, and to the pressing needs of our time, a common Christian witness is becoming more and more essential. With these sentiments of sincere joy and the certainty of a common commitment at the service of the Church's unity, I address my most cordial congratulations to you and once again express my affection In the Lord Jesus Christ, as I pray for you yourself, for the pastors, and for all the faithful of the Orthodox Church of Romania. This is truly an amazing speech, or a letter, actually, he sent to this schism. This is an open schismatic. And if people can't understand that Benedict XVI is a schismatic after this, I don't know what would convince them. But anyway, our most recent heresy of the week, he's talking about all these things here, praising the schismatic. First, he says, the brotherly communion with the schismatics, that's heresy. He calls the schismatic his beatitude, smacking of schism. Third, he talks about the schismatic's, quote, election to the patriarchal see of the Orthodox Church, that's heresy. Fourth, he says that the openly schismatic leader he succeeded is, quote, our venerable brother in Christ, heresy. Fifth, he speaks, quote, at the time when you are beginning your new mission, I join you in quite a special way. He joins the schismatics and this schismatic in his mission, heresy. Sixth, he talks about the schismatic synod as, quote, the holy synod of the Romanian church, heresy. Seventh, he speaks of, quote, all the faithful of the schismatic church, heresy. Eighth, he calls the schismatic a pastor, that's heresy. The schismatics are validly ordained and therefore priests, but to be a pastor is to hold a jurisdictional office in the Catholic Church. Ninth, he says, quote, I ask the Holy Spirit to sustain you in this weighty office. He asks the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to sustain this schismatic in his schismatic office. Incredible. Tenth, he says, quote, may he, God, help the Romanian Orthodox Church in her development, heresy and blasphemy. He's asking, may God help the schismatics in their development of schism, says the antipope. 11th, he says, quote, may the Lord accompany you so that your church, the schismatic church, may respond to the expectations of the Romanian people and give them increasing hope and fundamental moral and spiritual values, heresy and blasphemy. 12th, he says, quote, on this blessed occasion, referring to the occasion of a schismatic moving into the office of leadership in a false schismatic church. That's heresy also. 13th, he says, quote, I wish you a successful pastoral service illuminated by the light of Christ and fortified by the strength of the Holy Spirit. That's blasphemy and heresy. And so Benedict XVI believes that the true God illuminates and fortifies the openly schismatic church. 14th, he says, he proclaims that, quote, Catholics are at the side of their Orthodox brethren in prayer and in their willingness to help in any useful way in mutual esteem. Heresy. Catholics only pray for the conversion of schismatics, and Catholics do not esteem schismatics, but Benedict XVI does, and he is a schismatic and not a Catholic. 15th, he speaks of how Catholics and the, quote, Orthodox must respond to the spiritual needs in Europe. He also speaks of our, quote, common vocation, our, quote, common witness, and, quote, the certainty of a common commitment at the service of the Church's unity. Heresy. 16th, he says, speaks of the, quote, most cordial congratulations to you, and speaks of, quote, all the faithful of the Orthodox Church of Romania. Heresy. So he just packed an incredible amount of heresy, schism, and blasphemy into this very short letter. And if you can't see that he's a schismatic after hearing just even something like this, then unfortunately you who believe that he's still Catholic and not a schismatic are a schismatic. This is another speech to the International Theological Commission, October 5th, 2007, speaking to, quote, the International Theological Commission has already borne fruit in practice with the publication of the document, The Hope of Salvation for Infants Who Die Without Being Baptized. I am confident that this document will be a useful reference point for pastors of the church and for theologians, as well as a hope and source of consolation to members of the faithful who have suffered in their families the unexpected death of a child before he or she could receive the bath of baptismal regeneration. I congratulate you on the results you have already achieved and encourage you at the same time to persevere. And so he's saying that you can now offer consolation for children who have died without being baptized. And this is just astounding heresy.
And he's offering an official approval, an explicit approval, to that outrageously heretical document we discussed in that other radio program. And this brings us to the question, what are these groups who claim to believe in the dogma outside the church there is no salvation yet who want to put themselves under Benedict XVI and his, quote, bishops. How could they possibly sleep at night recognizing this man as a Catholic? And it's just a joke. And tying in with that last speech you were covering about how he praised the schismatic and the election of the schismatic to his, quote, weighty office. Anyone who reads that speech and then still would say that Benedict XVI holds that schismatics need to be converted or that schism is a mortal sin is simply a liar. He's simply a mortal sinner who is lying and he has no honesty. And tying in with this kind of bad will and this dishonesty, I wanted to read an email that we recently got, which really demonstrates how some people are simply just not of the truth. And this was from a person who purported to be a traditional Catholic, who purported to be a devoted traditional Catholic, and actually had a profound disagreement with us on, you know, our view on the consecration of Russia, even though the evidence is totally overwhelming for our position on that matter. But this person wrote in part, I've read the latest posting, and I cannot believe how heretical you really are. Yet you insist on labeling everyone else as heretics. I did not know that you have a magazine also. I can only conclude that you are really working for Ratzinger. You really are outside the church yourselves. Now, this is a person who purports to be a devoted traditional Catholic, not just some wacky atheist. And this person actually wrote to us, I can only conclude that you are really working for Ratzinger. Now, obviously, this person knows that that's a lie. And I wrote this person back and I said, this statement by you, which you know is false, is mortally sinful. We expose Ratzinger and his heresies more than anyone else in the world. Jesus says that you will have to give account for every idle word in the day of judgment, Matthew 12:36. Well, you just committed a mortal sin by making this statement, which you know is not true. So when you go to sleep tonight, think deeply in your conscience about how you have given your soul to the devil by this mortal sin. And there's no doubt that you have committed a mortal sin here. And there's no doubt about it, because anyone knows that we're not working for Ratzinger. I mean, that's one of the stupidest statements anyone could utter. But yet this person uttered it because this person's a heretic who's not of the truth, who hates the truth, and this is his way of trying to attack us. But in the process, that person didn't care that he was uttering a lie. The truth didn't matter. And so it just demonstrates how some people are of bad will, and if a person's not of the truth, it doesn't matter how many facts or pieces of the truth you put in front of that person.
Yeah. Going back to some of the other heresies, Benedict XVI addressed to a group of international politicians September 21st, 2007, quote, another cause highly esteemed by all of you is the defense of religious liberty, which is a fundamental, irrepressible, inalienable, and inviolable right, rooted in the dignity of every human being and acknowledged by various international documents, especially the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The exercise of this freedom also includes the right to change religion, which should be guaranteed not only legally, but also in daily practice. That is why all authentically religious traditions must be allowed to manifest their own identity publicly, free from any pressure to hide or disguise it. Moreover, due respect for religion helps to counter the charge that society has forgotten God. So he promotes here the solemnly condemned heresy of religious liberty. He states that the right to believe in error is fundamental, irrepressible, inalienable, and inviolable. He then says that this freedom should include the right to change one's religion. He continues with his heresies by stating that false religions must be able to publicly manifest their false religious traditions. He then finishes off his rant of heresy by stating that respecting false religions helped to counter the charge that society has forgotten God. So, whatever religion you are, as long as you're promoting whatever your religion is, that's a way to stop people from saying society has forgotten God, even though these religions are false and lead people to eternal hellfire. Benedict XVI, obviously, as we've proven again, total heretic and apostate. And Pope Gregory XVI, on May 8th, 1844, he talks about religious liberty. He talks about, quote, that indifference to religion propagated by the sect members under the name of religious liberty, end quote. And we probably before have mentioned Pope Pius IX's encyclical Quanticura, numbers 3 through 6, December 8, 1864. This is an ex cathedra pronouncement. Quote, from which totally false idea of social government, they do not fear to foster that erroneous opinion, most fatal in the effects on the Catholic Church and the salvation of souls, called by our predecessor Gregory XVI an insanity, namely that liberty of conscience and worship is each man's personal right, which ought to be legally proclaimed and asserted in every rightly constituted society, and a right resides in the citizens to an absolute liberty, which should be restrained by no authority, whether ecclesiastical or civil, whereby they may be able openly and publicly to manifest and declare any of their ideas whatever, either by word of mouth, by the press, or in any other way. But while they rashly affirm this, they do not understand and note that they are preaching a liberty of perdition. Therefore, by our apostolic authority, we reprobate, proscribe, and condemn all the singular and evil opinions and doctrines specifically mentioned in this letter, and will and command that they be thoroughly held by all the sons of the Catholic Church as reprobated, proscribed, and condemned. Benedict XVI does not hold that he promotes the opposite of what Pope Pius IX says that must be held by all the sons of the Catholic Church. Therefore, he is not a son of the Catholic Church. Another heresy of Benedict XVI, homily, September 29, 2007. Quote, my thoughts also go to the Greek Catholic bishops and to the Orthodox Church of Ukraine. May heaven bless all their efforts to keep the healing and strengthening power of Christ's gospel active in their land and to pass it on to future generations. Those who cast God aside do not make man great, but divest him of his dignity. Man then becomes a failed product of evolution. So he says about the Orthodox schismatics, may heaven, quote, may heaven bless all their efforts to keep the healing and strengthening power of Christ's gospel active in their land and to pass it on to future generations. He's saying, may heaven bless their efforts to promote their schismatic religion, and may they pass it on so that future generations also embrace the schismatic Orthodox Church's official schismatic positions. And then he seems to also promote evolution again, which we've mentioned in a past program, how he said there are, quote, so many scientific proofs which favor evolution. He said, talks about how man becomes a failed product of evolution, so he seems to be promoting evolution again. Benedict XVI address, September 20th, 2007. Quote, I would like to tell you of my pleasure at noting that relations between Christians and Muslims take place on the whole in an atmosphere of mutual understanding. Therefore, to prevent seeing the development of some form of intolerance, it is right to encourage an ever true reciprocal knowledge. Such a dialogue also requires that competent people be trained to help spread knowledge and understanding of the religious values that we share and to respect loyally the differences. So he says about Muslims and what he claims to be a Catholic, that we must, quote, respect loyally the differences. So therefore, the fact that they deny Christ, the fact that they are not Catholics, we, the people that are in his church, the false counterfeit Vatican II church, must respect their denial of Christ and the Catholic faith. Amazing. Pope Leo XIII, on December 8th, 1892, he said, he talked about those condemning those who hide under the mask of universal tolerance, respect for all religions. Going back to Benedict XVI's heresies, his message of September 12, 2007, quote, finally, I take this opportunity to convey a fraternal greeting to the Orthodox and Catholic faithful of Greece, and in a truly special way, Christodoulidis, Archbishop of Athens and all of Greece, wishing him a complete recovery of health so that he may resume his pastoral service as soon as possible. And for this intention, I assure him of my prayers, end quote. So he calls the schismatic, the open schismatic in Greece, Archbishop of Athens and all of Greece. Utter heresy and schism. And then he says, he asks for his recovery, quote, so that he might resume his pastoral service as soon as possible. You know, immediately get back, he's saying, to resuming your schismatic mission as a schismatic passing on schism. You know, I'm going to pray for it, he says. And then he talks about his schismatic has a pastoral service. Oh, boy. Another address, Bank 16, September 12, 2007, quote, I did not omit a visit to the Jewish square to pay homage at the monument which commemorates the Shoah. So the Shoah, talking about the so-called Holocaust, where Jews died during and after World War II, or during World War II. He pays homage to the Jews who died there. So much for the fact of that you have to be a Catholic to be saved. He doesn't believe that at all. Bank 16th address, September 6, 2007, quote, Catholics show their own identity while respecting the religious traditions and cultures of other peoples, end quote. So he says Catholics respect the religious traditions, different false religious traditions. He says the Catholics respect that. So, and if you accept him as a Catholic, if a person's in the Catholic Church, you believe Benedict XVI's a Catholic and the head of the Catholic Church, your faith has to be the same as his. That's what Pope Leo XIII points out infallibly, that a Catholic's faith must be one with the Roman Pontiff. So if you accept him as the Roman Pontiff, you accept that he can be a Catholic while believing and respecting false religions. Bank 16th message for Third European Ecumenical Assembly, August 20th, 2007, quote, in the eager hope that it may help the ecumenical process on its way towards the recomposition of the full and visible unity of all Christians. With the Second Vatican Council, as my venerable predecessor John Paul II remarked, the Catholic Church committed herself irrevocably to following the path of the ecumenical venture. So if you want to be in this Church of Bank 16th, ecumenism is not optional. It's an irrevocable path, he says, quoting the apostate John Paul II. So you're going to have to respect false religions. You're going to have to esteem false religions if you join the Vatican II Church. Again, proving our point that the Vatican II Church is not the Catholic Church, but a false church. And talking about the recomposition of the full and visible unity of all Christians. The Catholic Church is not working to achieve unity. Christian unity currently exists and will always exist in the Catholic Church. It's one of the four marks of the Church, one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. The oneness or unity of the Church always will exist in the true Church. And this is why Pope Pius XI, in his encyclical Mortalium Animus of January 6, 1928, says, quote, for the union of Christians can only be promoted by promoting a return to the one true Church of Christ of those who are separated from it. Benedict 16th homily, September 8, 2007, quote, this does not mean that we despise other religions, nor are we arrogantly absolutizing our own ideas. So he says, this does not mean we do not despise other religions. He says that quote, Catholics don't despise false religions. Ask yourself the question, you think he's Catholic? He says, nor are we arrogantly absolutizing our own ideas. I mean, this is just utter heresy. Bank 16's speech at meeting with Italian clergy, July 24, 2007, quote, I also lived at the time of the council. I was in St. Peter's Basilica with great enthusiasm and saw the new doors opening. It really seemed to be the new Pentecost, in which the Church could once again convince humanity after the world had distanced itself from the Church in the 18th and 19th centuries. He says, it seemed that the Church and the world were meeting again and that a Christian world and a Church of the world, truly open to the world, were being born anew. We had so many hopes, but in fact things turned out to be more difficult. So he's talking in promoting a new Pentecost, which is heretical, which John Paul II also promoted, which is really the birth of a new church. There's only one Pentecost, the original Pentecost, and he's promoting a church of the world. And we know from James 4:4, a friend of the world is an enemy of God. John 15:19, if you had been of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, I've chosen you out of the world hates you. And John 17:14, you can see this mentioned, how the things that are of the devil are of the world, 1 John 2:16, 1 John 4 and 5, and John 14:17. And then he promotes the sacraments to be given to non-Catholics. This is Bank 16th statement, exhortation on the Eucharist, February 22nd, 2007, and point 56. He repeats the post-Vatican II sex teaching on the sacraments being given to non-Catholics. Number 56 says, quote, individual non-Catholic Christians can be admitted to the Eucharist, the sacrament of reconciliation, and the anointing of the sick. Utter heresy. And then in point 87 of this document, he uttered the following heresy, quote, "I'd like to reaffirm the solidarity of the whole church with those who are denied freedom of worship. As we know, wherever religious freedom is lacking, people lack the most meaningful freedom of all. Since it is through faith that men and women express their deepest decision about the ultimate meaning of their lives, let us pray, therefore, for greater religious freedom in every nation, so that Christians, as well as followers of other religions, can freely express their convictions, both as individuals and as communities." So this is just amazing heresy here. He's promoting that other religions should, you know, be able to propagate their false religions again. Pope Pius IX in the Syllabus of Errors number 78 condemns this. He says, quote, "Hence, in certain Catholic regions of Catholic name, it has been laudably sanctioned by law that men immigrating there be allowed to have public exercises of any form of worship of their own." Condemned. So, and then you have Leo XIII, December 8th, 1892. He's warning people about those who hide under the mask of universal tolerance, respect for all religions. And we mentioned earlier Pope Pius IX condemning solemnly in Quanta Cura, December 8th, 1864, you know, the ability of false religions to publicly manifest their false doctrines, that this is solemnly condemned and must be held as condemned by all the sons of the Catholic Church. Then his message, back 16th, June 23rd, 2007. This is his message to, quote, "Venerable Keijun Honda, spiritual leader of the Buddhist denomination, on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the religious summit on Mount Hai, Japan, which took place for the first time in August 1987. He says, quote, "Venerable Keijun Honda, I am glad to greet you and all the religious leaders gathered on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the religious summit on Mount Hai. I wish also to convey my best wishes to Venerable Ishan Wantaba and to recall your distinguished predecessor as supreme head of the Tendai Buddhist denomination, Venerable Ita Yama. It was he, having participated in the Day of Prayer for Peace in Assisi on that memorable day of 27 October 1986, initiated the religious summit meeting on Mount Hai in Kyoto in order to keep the flame of the spirit of Assisi burning. I am also happy that Cardinal Paul Poupard, president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, is able to take part in this meeting. As you assemble on the sacred Mountain High, representing different religions, I assure you of my spiritual closeness. May your prayers and cooperation fill you with God's peace and strengthen your resolve to witness to the reason of peace, which overcomes the irrationality of violence. Upon you all, I invoke an abundance of divine blessings of inspiration, harmony, and hope." This is outrageous apostasy. He praises the apostate Assisi meeting, the first one, October 27th, 1986, where the Dalai Lama put the Buddha statue on top of the tabernacle in the Church of St. Francis, where different religions were allowed to propagate their false religions, including voodoo worshippers. Benedict XVI then praises this Buddhist guy to keep, quote, "keep the spirit of Assisi burning." He calls the mountain where these false religions are gathered for another Assisi-like prayer meeting sacred. He assures the members of different religions of his spiritual closeness. And he also says that the Buddhist prayers can fill him with God's peace. And this, of course, indicates that the Buddhist false worship and prayers are true. What a total apostate. Benedict 16th, Angelus Address, July 24th, 2007, meeting with Italian clergy. He talks about the God with the human face, the God present in Jesus Christ. "Currently, I see in Germany, but also in the United States, a somewhat fierce debate raging between so-called creationism and evolutionism, presented as though they are mutually exclusive alternatives. Those who believe in the Creator would not be able to conceive of evolution, and those instead who support evolution would have to exclude God." He says, this is absurd because on the one hand, there are so many scientific proofs in favor of evolution, which appears to be a reality, which we can see, and which enriches our knowledge of life and being as such. But on the other, the doctrine of evolution does not answer every query, especially the great philosophical question, where does everything come from? I believe this is of utmost importance. This is what I wanted to say in my lecture, that reason should be more open, that it should indeed perceive the facts, but also realize that they are not enough to explain all of reality. So first of all, he says that God is present in Jesus Christ. This is not correct. Jesus Christ is God, the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And so this statement smacks of Nestorianism, the belief that the Son of God did not become a man, but unite himself to a mere human being named Jesus. He then speaks about the creation-evolution debate and puts the word creationism in quotation marks, meaning that it's not true. He's therefore implying that creationism is not true, or at least it is not as solid as evolution, which he doesn't put in quotation marks. Second, he says that evolution and creationism are not mutually exclusive, which is completely wrong. And then third, he says, quote, there's so many scientific proofs in the favor of evolution, which appears to be a reality which we can see and which enriches our knowledge of life and being as such. There's so many proofs in favor of evolution, according to Bank 16th. There are zero scientific proofs of the theory of evolution. Fourth, he says that evidence of evolution is something, quote, we can see and enriches our knowledge and being as such. Evolution doesn't enrich our knowledge and being. It destroys faith and emboldens the enemies of the faith. Fifth, he says that our reason should be more open to evolution and perceive the facts of evolution. Finally, he states that evolution is, quote, not enough to explain all of reality, which means it explains most of reality, but not all of reality. What an apostate. Bank 16th, Angelus Address, August 5th, 2007, speaking of the death of the schismatic, quote, Orthodox patriarch, quote, at this time, a few days after the death of this schismatic patriarch, I'd like to address a special thought to the leaders and faithful of the Romanian Orthodox Church. I sent Cardinal Walter Castor, president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, to take part as my representative in his solemn funeral, celebrated last Friday at Bucharest's Patriarchal Cathedral. I remember with esteem and affection this noble figure of a pastor who loved his church. May his memory live forever as the Orthodox liturgical tradition concludes the funeral service of all who fall asleep in the Lord. Let us make this invocation our own, asking the Lord to welcome this brother of ours into his kingdom of infinite light, and to grant him the repose and peace promised to faithful servants of the gospel. Bank 16 says that he remembers with esteem the schismatic leader and declares him to be a noble pastor. He then says that the schismatic's memory should live forever. And this is a letter, Bank 16, another letter to a schismatic, published August 2nd, 2007. Again, speaking of the death of this schismatic, he says, quote, having received news on the death of his beatitude, the patriarch of the Romanian Orthodox Church, I hasten to express to you, to the Holy Synod, this is the Schismatic Synod, and all the members of the Church, my heartfelt sorrow, and to assure you of my spiritual union with all those who mourn the passing of this distinguished and highly regarded Church leader. I pray that the Romanian Orthodox Church will rejoice in the legacy of this patriarch for many years of his wise ministry, and that you will be sustained and comforted by the fruits of his apostolate as you commend his noble soul to the merciful love of our Heavenly Father. In conveying my closeness in prayer at this time of grief, I also wish to express my earnest good wishes for you and your brother bishops as you guide the church in this time of transition. The schismatic church, according to Bank 16th, is the church, the true church. It's undeniable, the evidence. He says that the schismatic synod's holy again, that he has spiritual union with the schismatics. He says the deceased schismatic was a distinguished and highly regarded leader of the true church. He goes on to assert that the schismatic church should, quote, rejoice in the, quote, legacy of the schismatic leader's, quote, many years of wise ministry. He then says that the current schismatic leader guides the true church. Utter schism. Total schism. Benedict XVI addressed the schismatic delegation of the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople July 18, 2007. Quote, "With great joy and sincere esteem, I welcome and greet you. I once again thank each one of you for your visit, and I renew the expression of my affection and esteem to His Holiness Bartholomew I." Another schismatic. With great joy and esteem, he welcomes the schismatic and the leader. Benedict XVI is a total schismatic. The evidence is irrefutable. Benedict XVI's letter to bishops, priests, consecrated persons, and lay faithful of the Catholic Church in the People's Republic of China, May 27, 2007. Benedict XVI, paragraph 3, quote, "This is to China, the Communist Empire of China, and the people who claim to be Catholic there in the Communist Empire of China." Paragraph 3, quote, "As I turn my attention to your people, I am pleased to note how, in especially recent times, it has moved decisively towards achieving significant goals of socio-economic progress, attracting the interests of the entire world. As my venerable predecessor, John Paul II, once said, quote, the Catholic Church, for her part, respects with impressive thrust this far-sighted planning, and with discretion offers her contribution in the promotion and defense of the human person and of the person's value, spirituality, and transcendent vocation. The Church has very much at heart the values and objectives which are of primary importance to modern China: solidarity, peace, social justice, the wise management of the phenomenon of globalization," end quote. Benedict XVI is quoting and making his own John Paul II's totally outrageous letter to China that he wrote in 2001. And we expose this outrageous letter of John Paul II in our book, The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II. So, like John Paul II, Benedict XVI is praising the, quote, social justice and, quote, far-sighted planning of, quote, modern China. Think about that. Social justice in communist China includes a one-child-per-family policy, which is imposed by forced abortion and contraception. And the Chinese government slaughters millions of people every year in addition to imprisoning, torturing, and murdering Catholics. So, to any thinking Catholic, Benedict XVI's statement is not only outrageous, but it's pro-abortion. So, Benedict XVI is very well aware and informed about the, quote, social justice and planning policies of modern China. He knows the forced abortion and contraception. For him to praise China's, quote, planning and, quote, social justice is nothing other than to promote abortion. And so this statement reveals that Benedict XVI is probably a Satanist or a member of the occult. And for the choice of words, which John Paul II originally made, which Benedict XVI made sure to implement near the beginning of his letter to China, he includes these words, obviously, which were chosen to pinpoint those areas in which China sins most horribly, social justice and planning. And so John Paul II, Benedict XVI, praised China in those very areas where they sin most notoriously. It shows that Benedict XVI is not a conservative, and that these few conservative statements he throws out is all part of a game of deception that he's playing. And here's another. This is, again, the speech to China, paragraph 4, quote, "Likewise, therefore, the Catholic Church, which is in China, does not have a mission to change the structure or administration of the state." This indicates that Benedict XVI is not opposed to communism. Benedict XVI, paragraph 7, speaking about Catholics receiving recognition from the communist state. Quote, "Not a few members of the Catholic community are asking whether recognition from the civil authorities necessary in order to function publicly somehow compromises communion with the universal church. In not a few particular instances, however, indeed almost always, in the process of recognition, the intervention of certain bodies obliges people involved to adopt attitudes, make gestures, and undertake commitments that are contrary to the dictates of their conscience as Catholics. I understand, therefore, how in such varied conditions and circumstances, it is difficult to determine the correct choice to be made." This statement indicates that one may be able to take positions that are contrary to the Catholic faith. That will be about it for this program. And until next time, good night.